Sad? Tune in to WONY 90.9 FM.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 23rd, head to karaoke night in Hunt Union Waterfront at 9 p.m. On March 24th, Trivia Tuesday is happening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 25th, women's lacrosse plays Morrisville at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also at 4 p.m., men's lacrosse plays Geneseo at the All College Field. On Thursday, March 26th, the softball team plays RPI at Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also on Thursday, the first showing of The Shape of Things is happening at 7:30 in the Hamblin Theater. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
And welcome back to Hour 2 of Miscellaneous Music. Yes, yes, exactly. We are so back and we're going to keep going. That last song was All I Did Was Dream of You by Peepa Dewey and the Marias. Two of my absolute goats, personally. Just an amazing song all around. I just love a good song. Like, and that's a good song. And like, that's a good song. Like, it does emotion, but it's not like so sad. You know what I mean? That was good. And that's why I like it so much. Oh, I'm going to yawn. Anyways. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh my gosh. Well, that wasn't important anyways. So the next song is, I know what I'm going to say now. If you're just tuning in now, my name is DJ Lonnie. I am the DJ of Miss Lonnie's Music every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. This is our first show back from spring break. If you were on spring break, I hope you had an amazing spring break. If you weren't on spring break, I hope you had an amazing week or two. Was it 2 weeks? No, I did my show on Monday. So a week, you had an amazing week. But yeah, this next song is In a Good Way by Faye Webster. I love me some Faye Webster. This song also came on today when I was just a classic, like on the couch, you know, just scrolling on my phone, and I heard the song and I was like, oh, now this right here is a banger. I used to listen to a lot of Faye Webster way back when. And I was obsessed with her. Like, that's my girl for real. Like, so yeah. this next song is Faye Webster. I really enjoy this song, so let's just hop right into it. Let's freaking do it, guys.
I didn't know I was capable of being happy right now, but you showed me hell. I didn't know that you were right in front of me until I looked up.
This song was ending. I was so locked in. Yeah, that was In a Good Way by Faye Webster. I just think that song is so good. I think that she has such a nice voice. I really enjoy listening to all her music, and I just like her lyrics are just so like normal and simple. Like, sorry you're having nightmares and sorry I sleep first all the time. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. Like, I really enjoy how she does music and how her lyrics like work. They just feel very like this is a conversation with someone, you know, and I think it's really, really good. I love me some Faye Webster. So yeah, that's a good way, but we're gonna like switch the vibe a little bit because we've been a little bit on the slower vibe, but like it's the last hour, like we're pushing through actually. So this next song is from Say Now. We played Say Now last week or the week before, and we played can't afford a man, something like that. Can't keep them something. I heard it in my close personal friend Michaela's car. and it's really, really good. And I like Say Now. I like Supermarket a lot. I'm at the supermarket, and I think these girls are talented, and I love and I like their music a lot. So this is Millions by them. it's a pretty good song. I think they're making good music, you know, like they're making good music. And that's what matters. At the end of the day, that's what matters. Like, making good music is what matters at the end of the day. So yeah, this is Millions by Say Now. Let's just hop right into it, honestly. Let's go. The shoes that I got on. Before you look at me like that, know these are for sure. From 2004, boy, you better watch your tone. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, what you say? Let's just make mistakes. If you want to be free, so I'll check that one. Let it up. It's like a look around the battlefield. That was Millions by Say Now. I feel like all their songs are just like really, really hype and like it gets you moving. Like, this is a good song. Like put your money where your mouth is. Give me Millions. So yeah, that was Say Now, my girls. They're really good. This next song I actually heard just looking for something new, looking for something fresh, you know, like just like looking around. And this song is by Honey Gloss. It's Drop Dead. This song is like really fun, really like the beats in the next couple of songs, like I just really, really enjoy. Like, what about me? I love a good beat. I love a good beat, and these next few songs have that. So yeah, this next song is Dropped by Honey Gloss. We just talk about it after we listen to it, honestly. So let's just like hop right in, low key. Let's freaking do it.
I love to see you online, to see you online. I want to be like you online, be like you online. Misbehaving like you do online, committing a crime. I wish I could be you online, cause you're super fly. I love to see you online, to see you online. I want to talk to you online, talk to you online. Could I hit up your line? Would you reply? I'd wait up all night for the green light. I know how much you love the guy. Looking at your phone screen, you don't know I'm like gonna go. Following your footsteps, whatever I want, I go. We kept walking on screen, but I put my hands around your neck.
Oh my gosh, sorry guys, I couldn't turn on the microphone. And that was Drop Dead by Honey Gloss. Again, like the beats, like I just like a song that is, I just love a song that's loud. Like one thing about me is I'm gonna listen to a song that's just loud. And when a song's loud, I'm like, oh, this is good immediately. Like, again, like it just has to be loud and kind of obnoxious, you know? Something about a loud and obnoxious song is always going to get me. Excuse me. And so, yeah, that was Drop Dead by Honey Gloss. Very good, obviously. But yeah, this next song is also another, like, just kind of, like, loud, just, like, good. Like, again, I don't know. I was going to say, like, on lyrics, like, you know, this lyrics don't need to be, like, crazy, like, powerful to me. Like, but it depends on what you're going for. Like, if you're going to write, like, if you're, like, known for lyricism, you can't, like, for me, like, don't just all of a sudden start writing a song with some, like, where it's, like, mid, you know? Like, don't just start doing that. But if you're making music that's just fun, keep that music fun, like, you know? And so, yeah, like, this is the song that's, like, fun. This is Sophie Powers and Lexi Liu. Sophie Powers, the only thing I know about her is the fact that she did a remix of Jealous by Islet, and she was on it, and she had a verse on it, and it was good. And so this is actually the first song I've heard of her, like, just, like, by herself, like, as an artist. And it's quite good, and it's with Lexi Liu, and, yeah, it's called Klepto. It just came out. This song, like, just... Hold on. Let's check. Oh, it doesn't... This came out like a month ago, like actually, like a full, like almost a month ago. So yeah, this is this next song is Klepto, by Sophie Powers and Lexi Liu. And honestly, let's just jump right into it. Let's just jump right into it. Let's do it.
Just part of my routine. I wake up like a scene. Trapped inside your POV. All eyes on the world.
And that was Klepto by Sophie Powers and Lexi Liu. Yeah, I asked like all these also it's really funny. Like if you look up these songs, you look up their like albums, Drop Dead by Honey Gloss and Klepto by Sophie Powers, they have really similar album covers. Anyways, yeah, it's really good. Like I really just like a song that I can kind of just like play and like be like, oh yeah. Like, yeah, this is good. I can get ready to this. Like, I can, like, dance this a little. Like, it's fun. I just like things that sound fun. I like things that are loud. Is that too much for a girl to ask for? Like, anyways. Anyways, let's get back to the K-pop. Let's get back to what I'm known. I'm going to play some K-pop. Like, top 10 things I'm going to do, play K-pop. So, this song, this next song's a throwback. This next song is from 2011. I was five in 2011, by the way. Five. Because I'm young and youthful like that. Anyways. Yeah, this next song is by Miss A. It's Goodbye Baby. I listened to this song earlier. It's just a good song. Like, I really like it. This song is really good because this group was under JYP Entertainment, which is just a... It's a comedy. If you're not a K-pop fan, like, it's just, like, a company. It's kind of like a record label kind of thing. This group had, like, one really, really popular member, and that was Suzy. And so, in the song, like, I think one of the earlier lyrics, like, goes, like, you, basically, it's in Korean, but you keep calling me Suzy, but, like, I'm not Suzy, basically. And in the choreo for this, like, song, like, it's like the girl's singing, like she's singing it, whatever. And like Susie's like peeking around her shoulder, like whatever, wave, whatever. But I'm like, apparently there was like beef with this group because it was like, okay, like Susie was getting like all this attention and stuff. And like, so then they're like, JYP was like, oh, you know what's going to be perfect if we like wrote a song about how annoyed these girls are that Susie's like getting all this attention or whatever. So yeah, there's lore there. But I saw Susie act in, I think, what was that? Was it Duna? K-drama Duna, really good. So like I'm kind of like on her side here. Like I don't know, like I like Suzy. But if we ignore all the crazy beef, this is just a good song. So yeah, this is Goodbye Baby by Miss A. Let's just hop right into it. Or not. Oh my gosh. Okay. Goodbye, baby, goodbye.
부럽니 넘어가듯 부질없게 날 새겼지 참내다 나 쇼를 봤던 내가 이 덕에 교류했다고 다 문자로 좋은 자리에 딱 하지만 너 이제 난 빠빠니
너는 너의 그 용기가
Yeah, let's talk about peak because that's what it was. That was peak right there. Yeah, that was a Goodbye Baby by Miss A. I think that song was just so good. Like goodbye baby, goodbye. Like oh, it's so good. Yes, that's some second gen K-pop. I actually explained this to my family the other day because I was like if you're not a K-pop fan, like you don't understand the second gen, third gen, like whatever. And I don't know the exact years, but I believe second gen was like late 2000s, like early 2010s, and then third gen didn't start until like around like what, 2013, maybe 2013-ish. Woo, maybe, don't quote me on that. And then it kind of like started falling off around like what, 2017 2018, and that's when we got fourth gen. And then fourth gen, like, and like third gen groups, like that's like BTS, that's like Blackpink. Second gen groups, like that's Miss A, that's like Wonder Girls, that's like SHINee. Third gen, like BTS, 17, like Blackpink, like EXO, and then like fourth gen, that's like TXT, that's ITZY, my girls, we played, who we're gonna play, actually, we didn't play them yet. Red Velvet's third gen, too. Fourth gen, like Stacy, and then like fifth gen, like I don't know, I get confused on where fifth gen started, honestly, because like fifth gen is like, I think New Jeans were on like the cusp of like fourth gen and fifth gen. And they debuted in like what, 2023, 2024, so something around that. And then we're in fifth gen currently, and that's like fifth gen is like groups like iLIT, Cordis, like who else? ZB1, Recipes. Oh, ZB1, they just disbanded. I'm sorry, ZB1. Like they just disbanded, but they made good music. Or were they fourth gen? No, they were fifth gen. But yeah, fifth. I'm not really too locked into the fifth gen. Like I'm more of a third gen, fourth gen type. But I've been on that second gen stuff recently. It's pretty good. Anyways, that was a quick little K-pop lesson for all our listeners. This next song is newly released today. Miss Alani's music is giving you guys the newest releases. Okay, I'm tapped in. Okay, this next song is Ice Cream by Yuna. I heard it earlier today when it dropped. I haven't listened to the rest of the album, so no spoilers. Actually, it's fine. You can spoil me. It's fine. But this song is really good. I really enjoyed it. The music video was super cute. This is Ice Cream by Yuna. And let's just dive into, like, let's dive into some, like, fun. Like, let's just dive in. This is, wait. Yuna is a member of K-pop girl group ITZY. What did I play for ITZY last week? I've been playing a lot of their Tunnel Vision album because that's honestly the album I've listened to by them. And Tunnel Vision is the greatest song ever created, probably ever. She's the youngest member of ITZY, and she just made a solo debut. So this is Ice Cream by Yuna. Let's go.
It's so pretty, it's so dreamy, it's so sweetie. Get me shiny, get me crazy, get me dizzy.
Yeah. crazy Kim.
Sorry guys, I was too locked in. Yeah, so that was Ice Cream by Yuna. That's a new release that literally came out, like, it was, what, 6 hours ago at, like, 12? So, like, at 6 a.m. Because it came out in, like, Korean time. But, yeah, that was Ice Cream. I've yet to listen to the... It's a mini album, I believe. It's not a full album because this is just her debut. But that was good. Like, I'm looking forward to the whole solo. Again, Okay, another soloist from this group, from ITZY, is Yeji. I really, really enjoyed Yeji's mini album. I like Air, I like Invasion a lot. Yeah, so looking like a lot of peak. Like, I don't know, like a lot of peak. So yeah, that was Ice Cream by Yuna. This next song is of course you know if I'm doing. You know if I'm doing a female episode, I have to include Red Velvet, my girls. It's not a full Red Velvet song, it's just Irene Solgi. But this is from Tilt, their second mini album. Tilt itself, pretty good. The B-sides really, really outshine the title track on this one. And this song is Heaven. I love this song. But yeah, this is Heaven by Irene Solgi. It's just so good. It feels so smooth. Like, it's just like, oh, it's just so good. Like, one thing about these girls, they're gonna make good music. They know good music. They're gonna make it every single time. But they're never gonna flop on you. And that's what Heaven is. Like, Heaven is nowhere near a flop. Heaven could never be. Like, Irene and Soki couldn't flop on me. They couldn't. I have this album at home because I like it so much. I actually was talking to this with my close personal friend Lily earlier. I'm a collector, I guess, when it comes to, like, my fave groups. But, like, technically, like, I'm not, like, a stan of, like, any... Oh, my gosh. Guys, I'm sorry. My hair is, like, all over. Okay. I'm not, like, a quote-unquote stan, whatever. Like, I really keep up with, like, 17 and TXT the most, right? But I've been really into, like, more girl groups, obviously, like, living with my close friend Lily. And so... Okay. And so, like, I got really into, like, Red Velvet. I'm really, really into, like, ITZY. Very specifically, like, Irene and Solgi. And, like, Solgi's solo music really, really good. And Irene has an album coming out March 30th. So you know I'm going to be playing that Irene next week. Anyways. But, yeah. So, like, I was like, oh, like, I've been starting to get, like, girl group albums. But, like, I, like, low-key, like, am running out of space in my room to have all these albums. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I have, like, a shelf. And, like, it's like a little mini bookcase. Like, guys... I'm from Brooklyn. Like, I live in an apartment. Like, there's not a lot of rooms to just, like, have stuff. So, I have this, like, little mini bookcase with, like, all my albums in it and stuff. And I have, like, you know, I have a shelf for, like, my faves. Like, you know, so that's, like, 17. I have a shelf for 17. I have a shelf for TXT. Those are my favorite groups, like, ever in the world, ever. And then, like, on my bottom shelf, it's, like, my miscellaneous shelf. So, like, I have, like, ATs and BTS and, like, and I have my Solgi albums and my Red Velvet albums. And I'm, like, guys, like, I'm liking too much K-pop. Like, I don't have space in my room to keep up with this. Like, and I'm just a very, like, if I like an album, like, I'll buy it. You know what I mean? But, like, I have to, okay, example. Like, there's levels to this. Like, this is like an onion, right? I really like Blue, like the Blue Valentine, like, the album that Blue Valentine's on by NMIX, right? The problem is, I don't know any of the NMIX members besides, like, Lily very much. Like, I wouldn't buy that album because, like, if I get a photo card of someone I don't know, like, what am I going to do with that? You know what I mean? Because, oh, I love being a photo card. If you see... This phone, if you ever see me around and you see my phone, it's always going to have a person in it. It's always going to have a photo card in it. Anyways, so I'm like, I wouldn't buy an album that makes, I don't know. Anything. So I'm like, I know Red Velvet. I know ITZY. So I just bought Tunnel Vision when I went home over spring break. And I got, oh my gosh, I never pull my biases, but I pulled Yeji and Rujin. Rujin are like my two favorites from like ITZY. So I was like, oh, like we're so back. And when I when I pulled for the Irene and Seulgi albums, I just got really good cards. Obviously, you can only get Irene or Seulgi, or just Seulgi for a solo album. But I want to get the Red Velvet Chill Kill album because I don't have that, I don't think. So I'm waiting for that. I literally like K-pop Nara, New York City K-pop Nara, like, please restock Chill Kill by Red Velvet. I really want to buy it. But anyways, I got to figure out space in my room. I can't even conceptualize space in my room right now. Like, that's something I can never worry about that. But I don't know if it's going to be like a second mini bookcase. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but something's got to work out soon because I'm like in a lot of groups and I'm buying a lot of albums. So what happens when you get like an income? Like, when I have like an actual like job, like, oh my gosh, like, it's actually going to be like serious. Anyways, let's keep going. That was Ice Cream by Yuna. Let's go into Heaven by Red Velvet, Irene and Seulgi. Let's just like jump right in. This is peak. Let's go. Or not.
Your secret.
And that was Heaven by Irene and Seulgi. Guys, I genuinely am obsessed with that song. I am obsessed with that, with the whole Till album. Again, we were just talking about this. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but it's just such a good album. Period. That's all. It's just such a good album, like, period. This next song is... This is another SM song. So Red Velvet's under SM Entertainment, and so is aespa. So these are actually technically like Red Velvet's little sister group, like, I guess. Like, whatever. So this is aespa, Set the Tone. It's from the Armageddon album. Armageddon, greatest song ever. Let's start there. Greatest song ever. Supernova, greatest song ever. But Set the Tone, this is a B-side from that album. So good. Just a really good song. There's nothing more to say besides it's good. So let's just tap in.
We set the tone, we go where we go. Bitch, we drunk, this is so deep. We set the tone. be drop killer. She talk so useful. So good and then name my name. Watch out, watch out, watch out. Kid with them, I'm a naughty. All you don't dance now, be the winner. Tell me on the set time, jump a girl. Love to go, I should go, I need me number one.
Take your time.
That was Set the Tone by aespa from their Armageddon album. Apparently they're having a comeback in May. I need my girls to come back with hard hitters like this one right here, because Dirty Work was like okay and Rich Man was mid. Like I need them to come back with these hard hitters like Set the Tone, because this whole like Armageddon album is just so good. Bahama, oh so good. I need my girls to lock in on some real music again. We can't be playing this mid stuff. aespa doesn't do mid. We're not doing that. We don't do that here. I'm pissed. We don't do that here. So that was the tone by aespa. This next song is by Twice. Twice is guys, I'm going to see Twice in freaking Boston next week. So like, isn't that lit? Isn't that a lit crazy movie? Because it feels like a lit crazy movie to me. This is Talk. From there, this is 4 album. I love this song. I think this song is so good. Like when I first listened to this 4 album, I was like, oh yeah, it's pretty good, like, you know, like, blah, blah, blah. But the more I listen to it, I'm just like, this just gets better. Like it keeps getting better. Like again, like I feel like Twice is a group that shows like their sound can like change, and it can just like get mature. You know, it can get mature. It can get good. Like it can have like you know, like, it's just good. It's just good. Period. Like, it's just good. And this song is great. This is Naehyun. What? Naehyun and Jihyo. I just, like, put their names together. This is Naehyun and Jihyo. Actually, my bias, Jihyo. I love you, Jihyo. But yeah, I'm going to see Twice in, like, Boston again. Like, that's hilarious. Yay! So yeah, this is Talk from their 4 albums. Let's just jump right into it. Like, let's hear some Peak right now. Let's go.
Yeah.
When I say peak, that's what I mean. Peak. Oh my, I love talk so much. Like, it makes me kind of angry. Like, that song is so good. It makes me mad. Like, why isn't it on the set list? Why aren't they performing it for me privately? I'm like, when are we going to get Twice at O-Fest? Everyone lock in. Are we locked? Can we? Twice at O-Fest. I need everyone to lock in. But yeah, that was Talk by Twice. So good. Naeon and Jiho, to be exact. But yeah, this next song, as we get to the last 10 minutes of this show, this next song is some ITZY. I mentioned we're going to play some ITZY earlier, and we are. Technically, ITZY is Twice's little sister group. So that's, we've got a lot of familial relations today. A lot of familial relations. So that's good. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm like the headphones. What's happening? But yeah, this next song is Mr. Vampire, the final version. Because when it first came out, Leah was on hiatus. But, and the gold album, she came back and they re-recorded all the songs that she was on hiatus for. So that was lit. Yeah, so this is the Mr. Vampire, the final version with my girl Leah. Because my girl Leah was on hiatus, but then she was back and she re-recorded it. And then he recorded songs with her aunt, so it's great. So yeah, it's Mr. Vampire. Let's just jump right into it.
Boom, boom.
Okay, whoa. Yeah, that was Mr. Vampire by ITZY, the final version, with Leah. With my girl Leah. We're not forgetting my girl Leah. But yeah, as we come to an end for this... As we near our end for this episode of Miscellaneous Music, we're going to play maybe two more songs. One more song. This next song is Hush by IVE from their Revive album. I love Black Hole off this album. I love Bang Bang. So, and I also love this song. So yeah, this is this next song is Hush by IVE, and then we'll have one more song after that. But I think I'll say my goodbyes now, perhaps. Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Miscellaneous Music. I appreciate all my listeners. I hope you all had a great break. I hope you all have a great rest of your week. Stay for these last two songs, though. Hey, stay for these last two songs, though, because they're good. This has been Miscellaneous Music. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day. Let's freaking do it.
Yeah. 심장부터 fast. Okay. 애정이 어딨냐.